Now, how was this love of God manifested here? How was it revealed here? And then he gives us that. He says, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Now, when he says only begotten Son, and here is another verse where those who like to rob us of the deity of Christ like to turn to. When he's called the only begotten Son, it means that there is a unique relationship, that he wasn't created. Because God called the angels, actually, his sons. He says those that trust Christ today are sons of God. But yet he says that the Lord Jesus is the only begotten Son. And did you know that God said the same thing to Abraham, that he was to offer his only begotten son Isaac? Well, at that time he had Ishmael. Later on he had some others. But Ishmael was his son, and just as much his son as Isaac was his son. And the fact of the matter is, he probably looked as much like Abraham as Isaac ever did look like Abraham. But Isaac is called the only begotten. Why? Because he is unique. His birth is miraculous birth. He stands in a unique relationship. And therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ, in his position in the deity, is the Son, as God the Father is the Father. But that doesn't mean he's a human father. God is a spirit, the Lord Jesus said. Now, may I say to you, this sets before us the uniqueness of the Son of God, his only begotten Son, into the world that we might live through him. Now, this is a strange thing, but how are we going to live through him? We're going to live through him because he died. His death gives us life.